School building.
Contemporary radio drama with a revisionist twist. This is Radio Coat. The Trail of Ontario by Tyrant Rex. Directed by Aliza Shane. Live from Radio Coat, 24-hour newsroom. February 7th, 2015 at the Secret Theater in Long Island City, Queens, New York.
It was my first week at the border, and I was getting ants in my pants. I've been covering cartel activity for the Detroit office of Reuters. My days consisted of cheap beer, bad coffee, and tweets. When you're on the border, you live on Twitter. It keeps your eyes off all the shit seeping out of the developing world, the results of bad intention, foreign policy, and global neglect. I was tired of the media coverage of ISIS, the Israeli terrorist group. A couple sweaty guys in a cave fighting over a patch of fucking sand. Felt like a straw man to me. And then Charlie Hebdo. Talk about an overblown, self-congratulatory media bullshit. Just sweet Charlie my ass. A handful of cartoonists push the boundaries of good taste, get shot, and we're supposed to stop the presses? Western privilege at its finest. What about the people who really don't have free speech? What about the fucks who have no rally? No politicians looking for a photo op? No voice? That's what brought me to the border. Here was a world right in our own backyard, suffering largely as a result of our meddling, and a storm was brewing. Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but the cartels had infiltrated every level of their government. Graft, greed, and corruption were the words of the day in Canada. How could we allow these syrup pushers to go so far? Everything in the country was tainted by the stain of syrup. Even the beloved RCMP, you know, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, the Mounties, formerly a beacon of hope in the North. Why did our people just not care? Care of the senseless violence afflicting the poor people of Toronto, Ottawa, and the wrecked beaches of Vancouver. War on sugar? The war on sugar failed. Any punk with street smarts could get a maple fix on any corner in any city in the United States. This is what happens when you legislate morality.
Get you another one, eh?
Yeah, make it a Molson.
Hey, big spender.
Don had been my contact since I came to the border. Bouncer at one of those Windsor Moose shows. You know, the one put some poor girl... where they strap some poor gore strapped to a horny venison. Don was low level, but he could get me in touch with bigger players. And I needed big if I wanted anyone to read my story. Big like...
This is Tom.
Tom Jones, lieutenant in Plaid 14. Originally thugs in U.S. prisons sent back to their home country with a chip on their shoulder and a business plan for the National Leaf.
So our friend Don here tells me you speak good Canadian, eh?
Yeah, I speak Canadian, eh?
Been telling me you've been writing some stories for your big American newspaper.
Everybody in the joint hightailed it. Something was off. I'm just a man after the truth, Mr. Jones.
Well, you're not in Detroit anymore, you American cocksucker. This here's Canada, and shit goes down a little different at the border.
Getting woozy. The Molsons was drugged. When I came to, I was naked on my knees in the middle of a snowy forest. I was surrounded by plaid. Holy shit.
You better shut the fuck up, newsman!
How could you sell me up the river like this, Don? You took me on my first elk hunt. We pounded the Blatt's Blue together like it was water.
Yeah, well, that didn't get you any closer to Ottawa, did it, eh?
You plaid-wearing son of a...
You show some respect, Americani. Easy now, boys. Nothing personal, amigo. But we here got a business to run. And Snoopy Reporters is bad for business. Maple candy?
I'll pass.
Your loss. You comfy there, eh?
I'm naked in the middle of the fucking woods about to be executed by a fucking syrup cartel.
I resent that. We're not a cartel. We're more like hunting buddies that traffic in illegal goods.
Well, buddy.
Vaya con Dios, American pig.
Tom!
Don!
avenge me! Don!
Goddamn dirt bike and poontangs! Alright, plaids, grab your guns and let's go hunt some federales! I mean mounties.
Dibs on the quad!
Nicely done, you're always first to call the quad.
Thanks, buddy!
You stay here, we'll be back to blow your brains out in a jiff. If the coyotes don't chew your balls off first. Or, you know, exposure. Here's a blanket. Try to stay warm, eh?
Fuck!
All right! Score one for the RCMP!
Mounties. They're not much better than the plaids, but for the right price, they can get you out of this great white shithole. Over here!
Oh, shit! An American! You okay, bud?
Barely. Cold.
Poor little fella. Here, take this coat.
Thanks. Canuck Hospitality is living up to its reputation. Additional plaid cartel activity in the Northeast Forest Glade. Over.
Copy that, eh? Right, thanks. Gotta go. Lon, take care of the American.
Oh, yeah. You go on, you sexy beast.
You go on, you sexy beast.
No,
you go on.
Mounties, I'm freezing my balls off over here.
Right. Don't want to keep the American waiting. Oh, no. Gotta take good care of our southern neighbors in the name of combating childhood obesity and diabetes.
We drove for what seemed like hours in the Mountie's truck. I thought Windsor was closer to the forest, but it must have been out longer than I thought. I hoped. You can drop me off at Windsor, then I can grab my passport and head back to Detroit.
We have to make a pit stop at the Mountie outpost. We can get you some cocoa and Smarties.
I love Smarties. The Canadians. They have so little after all these years of exploitation by the Western Imperial Powers. But their spirit shines through in their proud confectionery traditions. Highly illegal, but I wasn't complaining. A little cocoa after a cold day never hurt anybody.
Come on in. Then we can get you back to your hotel so you can finish your big story, reporter man.
Wait, how did you know I was a reporter? If you have any extra pants, officer, I'd be much obliged.
Oh, you're not gonna need any pants.
What?
If you're wearing pants, what will I attach the electrodes to, silly?
Oh, shit!
See, the way I see it, you're guilty of meddling in Canadian government affairs. Ordinarily, I could be convinced to look away for a small fee, but I don't think you have any pockets in that there skin of yours. Well, not yet, anyways.
Look, calm down. We can work this out.
Oh, yeah. I'm also on the take and enjoy torturing the shit out of nosy reporters that go meddling in cartel affairs.
Oh, shit.
Did I hurt you there? Here, you want some water?
I said, do you want some water?
Yes.
Here you go. There, drink up. You've had a long night.
Please stop. I just want to tell the news.
Well, stop the presses then. I'm sorry, I didn't realize you just wanted to tell the news. It was my impression you were one in a long line of colonial pigs looking to make a quick buck off the suffering of my people.
No.
See, the way I see it, your presidente or whatever had a pretty good idea outlawing all sugar products. You single-handedly wiped out the market for the primary export of a competing nearby country. And now you can buy its people and land for a song. Not only that, but now a bunch of bleeding-heart liberals who'd otherwise be a pain in your political keister got a new international cause that keeps them out of domestic affairs. So you can have your pancakes and drink your syrup, too.
Nobody drinks syrup.
I do, motherfucker! How was my speech? I'm an English major.
Pretty uncouth, but solid talking points. University of Toronto?
McGill. Well, when I'm done with this assignment, I'll be taking night classes. You want to smoke?
I don't smoke.
Well, I know. I was just being polite. Oh, I got a tweet.
It doesn't actually work that way.
Well, you figure it out then, smartass. I'm going for my smoke.
He guffawed his way out of the room, leaving the phone tantalizingly close. Each tweet taunting me, the outside world, a desperate mirage floating beyond this oak and mahogany desert. If I could just reach, send a message. Arrogant fuck smokes American spirits. Like their namesake, they burn slowly. Just reach. Got it. Yeah. Okay. Sign into my account. Must focus. Pulitzer. Pulitzer. Okay. Hashtag war on syrup. Tortured by Mounties. In Ontario. Need help. Situation critical. Oh, help at last!
What? War on syrup. Yeah, those uniforms are so 19th century, LOL. Hashtag war on syrup. If it wasn't for Republicans, there would be no Mounties. That doesn't even make sense. Hashtag war on syrup. Yeah, man, syrup doesn't kill people, guns kill people. Well, that's just irrelevant. Doesn't anyone on Twitter fucking read?
Let's just delete that last tweet, eh?
Please stop. Look, okay, I have friends with money, family. They'll pay you anything. Just please stop.
Oh, I know. But we gotta give them some proof it's you now, don't we? Now hold still.
No.
The spoon will only hurt for a second.
No, no, no.
No, no, my eyes. My eyes. No, my eyes, no.
Here we go. These bright blue bad boys ought to prove it right, eh? Sorry, bud. Here's a hanky.
I don't know how long I sat in that outpost. Didn't get much worse after that. I was already dead. Those mounted fuckers broke me. The Pulitzer lay tarnished in the trophy case of my mind's eye. I was a journalist. Hell, I wasn't even a man anymore. That's when the Frenchman came.
Psst. I don't want to tell.
Oui, monsieur. I know.
I don't have anything to say. Nothing to say. I don't want to be a writer.
Monsieur American, do you want to get out of here alive?
I just...
We are very short on time.
We...
And we drove, and we drove. For I don't know how long. Past the woods, past a moose show, or so I'm told. Over the Ambassador Bridge, and onto the sweet embrace of my city, Motor City. All-American Detroit, Michigan. Then the Frenchman kicked me out of his car.
How did you find me? Why?
Your tweet was not unaired.
Huh?
Unaired.
Unaired?
Unheard! Unheard! Learn another fucking language, American twit.
All right, sorry.
Perhaps because you have suffered, others will know we suffer. An American voice screaming in pain cannot be stifled, even by the great Canadian firewall.
Maybe.
Or perhaps it will just be the voice of a single American suffering. And the Canadian cause will be lost in the resonance of your own scream.
Maybe.
Do not return to Canada. It holds only sorrow for you. Her future will bend to no pen save her own. Adieu, American.
Wait. You never told me your name. Who are you?
Je suis Charlie.
And he drove off. I never saw Charlie again. Of course, I never really saw anyone again because the Canadians ripped my fucking eyes out. But I listen. I'm still listening. And listening. And waiting for that pen to rewrite The Trail of Ontario.
This has been The Trail of Ontario by Tyrant Rex, directed by Aliza Shane, presented by Radio Coat, a project of Co-op Theater East. The cast featured Lee Chrisman, Dustin Sussman, and Tyrant Rex. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. More info on projects from Co-op Theater East at cooptheatereast.org.